This is Ron Moss Ministries. I was talking to a good friend of mine earlier today, and we were talking about, he was telling me about they do a Bible study, and he was telling me about that they were having a break, and they were talking about how learning the Word of God has made them a lot more sensitive, and they're finding themselves being more sensitive and more compassionate about themselves. And so they kind of thought about me and thought about how sensitive I've always kind of been. You know, people have always told me that I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and they're probably right. And I used to think, you know, because I'm one of these people, it don't take much for me to watch a movie or listen to a story, and pretty soon I'm teared up, and pretty soon I'm crying. You know, and I guess I've always been that way. And I used to think that it was a problem. You know, I used to say, Lord, why am I so sensitive? Why am I this way? And then as I got older, you know, I said, Lord, please don't take that away from me. Because I think what it's done for me is that it's allowed me to have compassion for people, no matter who they are, no matter what color they are, no matter what their background is. No matter if they're rich or poor, I've just learned how to care about people, period. And I thought about some years ago when I was really involved with working with young people. This young man came up to me and he said, Reverend Moss, how can we have so many black churches and still have so many black problems? And I remembered that day that I really couldn't answer it because it kind of stopped me in my tracks. You know, I understood what he meant. I understood the environment that he was living in. He saw killings in his neighborhood. He saw drug deals go down in his neighborhood. He saw single parents trying to raise their kids like his mom was in his neighborhood. And in what he was trying to figure out was that here I am every Sunday and every Wednesday being taught that God is going to take care of us, and we just need to hang on in there, and we'll understand it better by and by. And here 10, 11, 12 years later, he's trying to figure it out. His environment hasn't changed. His circumstance hasn't changed. He still appears to be in the same situation and same circumstance. And he came to me and he said, how can we have so many black churches and how can we have so many black problems? I thought about that today. And I remembered the answer I gave him was that because we still have work to do. And it's not the building that we live in that identifies us. The church is us. So if you say, why so many black churches and why so many black problems, you have to also say, so many black men and so many black problems. You have to also say, so many black women and so many black problems. Because part of our problems that we have start with us. That for your circumstance to change and your circumstance to get better, it has to start with you. Whatever that is, you have to do like they do in Alcoholic Anonymous. They say the first thing that you have to do if you're an alcoholic, you have to admit that you are. You have to verbally say it. And once you admit that you have a problem, then you can start solving the problem. And so when we say that we have all these problems in our community, we're actually an extension of a larger community. Because we're part of America, we're part of the United States, we're part of the world. So if we have problems, white folks got problems. If white folks have problems, Hispanics have problems. If Hispanics have problems, then Koreans have problems. If Koreans have problems, Japanese have problems. Every and anybody that live in this world, that live on this planet, if we can't solve our problems, first recognize that we have them, and then spend some time trying to solve them, then we'll always have these problems. I thank God for that young brother, because for him to ask the question meant that he's been thinking about it. He's been looking around, observing the atmosphere that he lives in. And he began to realize and understand something just didn't seem right. Something just didn't look right. And instead of him conforming to the environment, he wanted answers about the environment. I believe that a lot of us have compassion for people, that we have caring hearts. Some are like me, you have soft hearts. And as much as you ride past certain low-income neighborhoods or poor neighborhoods, that you ride by and act as though they don't exist, or there's nothing that you can do to help get them out of those situations and circumstances. Can I help you out? You can do something. I learned a long time ago that whatever I do, whenever I hit a brick wall, I don't stop at the wall. I have options, either to go under the wall or go up the wall or go around the wall. But I got to figure out a way. God has given me the ability to figure out a way to get past that wall. Just like he's figured out a way, or he has a way for us to get through any storm, any delay, anything that we're going through. Our problems can turn out to be a process. And that process can turn out to be a promotion. We don't have to stay in the situation that we're in if we don't want to. Because I thought about that young man and I thought about what he said. We first, as a community, as a church, as a business, as a community, recognize and understand our success is tied into us coming together and working together. Our success is tied into understanding each other's needs, each other's wants, each other's aspirations, each other's goals. Our success is tied into being on one accord, knowing that if we move upward, all of us got to move upward. We can't leave anybody behind, because all of us are important. All of us bring something to the table. And at the end of the day, whether you don't understand it or not, we need each other. I need you, and you need me. And we all need the Lord. I finish up by saying this. I hope we can get to a point where we can say, so many black children, so many white children, so many Asian children, so many Hispanic children, so many Korean children, so many Japanese children, so many children of this whole world, that we won't say, so many children, so many problems. We'll begin to say, so many children with so many opportunities. But we have to come together to be able to make that happen. We have to come together and realize, even through this pandemic, our children are still our future. Our children see us and it still is, learned behavior. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.